Friday, November 25th, 2022. Workout of the day, the Filthy 50s. It's also our four time or not option of the week. If you don't know what that means, you've got to watch a video that we attach to every Monday's training entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. We also have a two-person team version as well. The Filthy 50s. Here we go for time. 50 box jumps, 24 inches or 20 inches. 50 jumping pull-ups, 50 kettlebell swings, 50 walking lunge steps, 50 knees to elbows, 50 push press with an empty barbell, 50 back extensions, 50 wall ball shots, 50 burpees, 50 double unders. Okay, some stuff in there that bears some chatting about. The box jumps. Jump up, jump down, totally your call. Jump up, step down, totally your call. I like to step down every time. The jumping pull-ups. If you're unfamiliar with too much eccentric loading or controlling the negative or what rhabdo is, you know, do a little bit of research on that. But you do not want to do this slow, controlled negative on the way down. Jump using your legs and upper body to pull your chin over the bar and then just allow yourself to come right back down to a locked position. And don't do a slow negative that really causes a bunch of eccentric loading on your body. That's not how you want to do the jumping pull-ups. Kettlebell swings, in the classic way that this is written originally on CrossFit.com, there's just one kettlebell noted, just a 35-pound kettlebell. And so everyone, if you want, you can use a 35-pound kettlebell. I would also say you can use 35 pounds for the men, 25 pounds for the women would be a nice equivalent there as well. The walking lunges have no weight on them whatsoever. Sets of 50 knees to elbows, everybody enjoys that. Push presses with an empty barbell. Okay, the other thing which needs some chatting about is the 50 back extensions. If you've been around Lynchpin for a while, you know we've had this discussion, but there's three different, well, there's a bunch of stuff that you can do with a GHD, a glute ham developer, but three classic things that you see regularly are hip extensions, their own movement, back extensions, a separate movement, all of their own, and then another separate movement that combines both names, but it's its own individual movement. That's called hip and back extensions. Here's the confusing part. It says back extensions. However, what I recommend everybody does is the movement known as hip extensions. And you can go to YouTube and type in CrossFit hip extension, then watch a back extension, and then watch the hip and back extension, and all are different. Largely the difference is whether your hips are free of the pad or trapped on the pad, and whether your spine is staying rigid in extension the entire time or going through flexion and extension the entire time. The back extension has your hip trapped and your spine is going through flexion and extension on every rep. That is not the one that I would recommend that you do. I would recommend that you do hip extensions, which has your hip free of the pad, and it's your hip that's opening and closing on each rep, and your back is staying rigid. That was a lot of information. If that doesn't make any sense, the easiest way to do it is, again, go to YouTube and type in CrossFit hip extension, watch the video, then see back extension, watch the video, and you're good to go. And as a matter of fact, on the videos today, one of the videos that I included is the hip extension. So the workout says back extension. The video that I included is hip extension. That's what I would want you to do for the movement. Sorry if that's confusing. It's just how it was written. We've said this every day since day one with CrossFit, and so that's that. The wall ball shots, typically done to a 10-foot target for men, 9 for women. Burpees are just regular burpees, old school. They're not over a barbell or anything like that. And here's the interesting thing about a workout like the Filthy 50s. It's 10 different movements. It's got everything under the sun in it. It doesn't have a ton of loading, but it has a bunch of volume. So you're going to be pressing from the ground and the burpees. You're going to be pressing overhead with the barbell. You've got hip opening with the kettlebell swings. You've got hip closing with the knees to elbows. You've got upper body pulling. You've got jumping. You've got below parallel with the wall ball shots. You've got midline. You've got it all. So it's one of those things where it's really tough to avoid anything else that's similar to that based upon where you've been or where you're going, because it's got everything in it, period, end of story. And so what we did for the Filthy 50s is we needed a longer grinder today. We needed a lightweight longer grinder, and based upon where we've been, this was a nice fit. And again, it's always going to be a bit of interference with the Filthy 50s because it's got everything but the kitchen sink in it there. But it worked well today. And if we look back to the last long grinder that we had, the Filthy 50s is also a nice complement to that, because the last one that we did was 2 weeks ago and it had no loading in it whatsoever. At least the Filthy 50s does have a bit of loading on the lighter side, bigger chunks with the 50s. Weight with the wall ball shots, weight with the push press, and weight with the kettlebell swing. 2 weeks ago, our long grinder, everyone's probably still scarred from it, was that two rounder of double unders, rowing, running, walking lunges, GHD sit-ups, and handstand walk. And so this long grinder, lightweight, is a really nice complement to that. And tomorrow, the weight comes back out. It's going to be our second heavy day of the week. That's right, but you deserve it. And I will see you then.